I'm speaking to The Guardian's security and defence correspondent, Nick Hopkins. Nick, how confusing is the row over whether Gaddafi is or is not a target?
Well, it is confusing, and it was the issue of yesterday, it will be the issue again today, and it is absolutely the last thing that either the Foreign Office, Downing Street, and the MOD are going to want to be talking about again. The problem is that I think there's a disagreement over definitions, essentially. I think the MOD would accept that under international law, there is a case for Colonel Gaddafi being a legitimate target, but they're not targeting him. They haven't done so far, and they're unlikely to, and they won't unless they're explicitly told to by the Foreign Office. So I think in some ways there's an argument over semantics, but the fact it's going on is just embarrassing and a huge diversion at a time when they should be concentrating on other things.
And it seems the US is keen to sort of hand over leadership of operations in Libya. Do you think they'll be able to hand over to NATO anytime soon?
Keen, absolutely desperate. I mean, all the mood music coming out of the Pentagon and the on-the-record quote is that they want to hand over as quickly as they can. The problem is that NATO, there needs to be unanimity in among the 28 NATO members for NATO to take this titular role as leader of the operations. Now, they had expected to have, NATO, this is, had expected to take over on Sunday or possibly yesterday. It hasn't happened, and the reason why it hasn't happened, I'm being told, is that they can't find an agreement around the table on how to police the no-fly zone. Now, this may happen, and in fact, it's probably likely to happen, but it's dragged on. It's meant that the Americans have come out over the last 48 hours and made it very clear that they want to take a back seat, and NATO is just not ready to do that. So in the meantime, everything's being led by this tripartite of America, Britain and France, and will continue to until NATO can step in.
And just finally, Nick, there's the MOD briefing at midday today. Any idea what we can expect throughout the course of the day?
Well, we probably won't get a lot from the MOD briefing. I mean, I imagine every question asked will be about targeting and whether Gaddafi is now a legitimate target because of the what's been said overnight. They'll want to concentrate on, and they'll be reiterating again, the care they're taking to avoid civilian casualties, but I don't think they'll be drawn on issues of targeting. If we learn anything about that, it'll be in the sort of back corridors later on with people talking discreetly and anonymously to us, because to do otherwise would probably jeopardise their careers.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Nick, and perhaps we'll try and get more from you later on then.
Okay, Adam.